Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, April 8th. Happy Missions Monday. We're reading from the New International Version this week, and I'm in John's Gospel, chapter 4, verses 1 through 14. Then we'll move over to Proverbs 8, verses 1 through 21. In John's Gospel, we get to read about the story of Jesus talking with the Samaritan woman. You know what I'm going to say. This is one of my favorites. Now, Jesus learned that the Pharisees had heard that he was gaining and baptizing more disciples than John. Although, in fact, it was not Jesus who baptized, but his disciples. So he left Judea and went back once more to Galilee. Now, he had to go through Samaria. So he came to a town in Samaria called Sychar, near the plot of ground Jacob had given to his son Joseph. Jacob's well was there, and Jesus, tired as he was from the journey, sat down by the well. It was about noon. When a Samaritan woman came to draw water, Jesus said to her, "Will you give me a drink?" His disciples had gone into town to buy food. The Samaritan woman said to him, "You are a Jew, and I am a Samaritan woman. How can you ask me for a drink? For Jews do not associate with Samaritans." Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that asks you for a drink, you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." "Sir," the woman said, "you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where can you get this living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as did also his sons and his livestock?" Jesus answered, "Everyone who drinks this water will be thirsty again, but whoever drinks the water I give them will never thirst. Indeed, the water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." Oh goodness, y'all, we have to stop in the middle of this story. Yikes! I can't wait till tomorrow when we can read the rest of the story. What stuck out to you today as I read? It stuck out to me that it was noon, so this was the middle of the hot day, perhaps, and the woman came at a time when she thought she might be alone. It also stuck out to me that she was shocked that Jesus would ask her for water. And then I was so encouraged by what we get in the living water of Jesus. Let me read it again. "The water I give them will become in them a spring of water welling up to eternal life." We'll wait to discuss this passage a little further tomorrow. Let's turn over to the Proverbs. Proverbs chapter 8, verses 1 through 21. Wisdom's call. Does not wisdom call out? Does not understanding raise her voice? At the highest point along the way, where the paths meet, she takes her stand. Beside the gate leading into the city. At the entrance, she cries aloud. "To you, O people, I call out. I raise my voice to all mankind. You who are simple, gain prudence. You who are foolish, set your hearts on it. Listen, for I have trustworthy things to say. I open my lips to speak what is right. My mouth speaks what is true, for my lips detest wickedness. All the words of my mouth are just. None of them is crooked or perverse. To the discerning, all of them are right. They are upright to those who have found knowledge. Choose my instruction instead of silver, knowledge rather than choice gold. For wisdom is more precious than rubies, and nothing you can desire will compare with her. I, wisdom, dwell together with prudence. I possess knowledge and discretion. To fear the Lord is to hate evil. I hate pride and arrogance, evil behavior and perverse speech. Counsel and sound judgment are mine. I have insight. I have power. By me, kings reign and rulers issue decrees that are just. By me, princes govern and nobles, all who rule on earth. I love those who love me, and those who seek me find me. With me are riches and honor, enduring wealth and prosperity. My fruit is better than fine gold. What I yield surpasses choice silver. I walk in the way of righteousness, along the paths of justice, bestowing a rich inheritance on those who love me and make their treasuries full. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word together. It might be a fun activity to go back through that proverb and to see how wisdom is personified. And as she makes her call to us, what is she calling out? What is she telling us? As I mentioned earlier, it is Missions Monday, and we want to focus in on Grace House Ministries. Yesterday in the 9 a.m. service, Hannah Rutledge was able to come and tell us a little more about this ministry. For 25 years, Grace House has provided stable Christian homes for Alabama girls in foster care in their residential campus in Fairfield, Alabama. They seek to end the cycle of poverty and abuse that is so prevalent in the lives of girls that they are serving by educating, equipping, and empowering them to become mature and godly women. Let's take a moment and pray for Grace House together. Father, we stop and we want to thank you for your word. We thank you, Lord, for the reminders in it that wisdom calls out to us, and with her come discretion and sound judgment. Help us, Lord, to have discretion. Give us wisdom in areas where we do not know the next step to take. And we pray for our partners in ministry at Grace House. We thank you, Lord, for their founder and her vision to help these women. And we pray, Lord, for each individual that lives in the residential campus in Fairfield. We thank you for the success stories of women, children who have grown into young women who are serving you. And we thank you for those that volunteer from our church and our community to help make this ministry possible. Bless and keep them, Lord, and make your face to shine upon them. We love you, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.